and you're still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I need your help. I've got another hour to go, and don't worry, I have plenty of songs. I'm not at risk of running out. In fact, I think that my playlist is too long, so I will have to cut things. I had to make a second playlist called Trip to the Antipodes Cutting Room Floor, and it already has like half an hour of songs in it. But what can you do? You can only squeeze so much in 2 hours. But next week, I want to do another deep dive for you guys. I really, really enjoyed going into some New Zealand local music. But what's next? Should I? I was trolling around for some South African college radio. I was thinking maybe Australia. It's like trying to pick where I wanted to go abroad. It's like, where's English speaking so that I can understand the things that they're saying? And what's their music like? So, I've been looking around, trying to pick something out. I might just do like a back to basics, playing the music that Mellow Max likes to play, some prog rock, some psych rock, that kind of thing. But what do you want to hear? Give me homework. Tell me what genre, tell me what geographical location, give me a project. And if it's a big project, I can't promise it for next week, but one of these weeks, for sure, I would love another deep dive like this one. And because it is 8 p.m., I'm going to give you guys another PSA. And, oh, actually, I won't be around next week. Thanks, Mom. That's right. It is Thanksgiving next week, so I won't be here. So, even better, give me a project. I'll have 2 weeks to work on it. I've been working on this New Zealand playlist even while I was working on last week's punk playlist. So, give me something. I want to branch out. I want to play more artists that I've never played on my radio show. In this radio show, I think that there's only like 2 or 3 artists that I've played before, and most of the ones that I cut out are ones that I'm like, I love this band from New Zealand, but I already love them, and I want to fall in love with new music. Here's a PSA for ya. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make a real change, contact School on Wheels at Chris, with a K, K-R-I-S, at SOWMA.org. That's K-R-I-S at SOWMA.org. Or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. School on Wheels, Massachusetts. Sounds great. Coming up next, I was meant to decide what we wanted to do for the mood. Let's do some rock. Coming up next, Ingrid and the Ministers.
Heaven too soon. sails in the harbor. Sailor boys, they land. They can bring you anything. I just want a light, 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 light. But I just want a light, 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 light in the sand. Oh, that sun, it's wonderful. Palm dives in the wind. And the sea. I just wanna lie, 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 lie in the sand. And I just wanna lie, 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 lie in the sand.
That was a fun little number from Hello Sailor, appropriately named. And that's actually the oldest song in my entire playlist, I'm pretty sure. There's one from the 80s, but I don't think I'll get to it. That song was released in 2012, and it was called Lion in the Sand, and it was perfect to follow Ingrid and the Ministers with Pepper and Sand, or Pepper and Sand, apostrophes. It's a double conjunction. Shouldn't have-ish. Anyway, coming up next, a bit of a longer song, but a very cool one. I think that I mentioned earlier, oh no, I think I closed that tab. No, I got it open. Here we go. The guitar and vocals from Macho Macho is also the guitar player for Sleeping Village, and Sleeping Village is coming up next with a really interesting song. After that, we're going to get into a song that I've been really, really excited to play for you guys. We're going to bring the mood right up. So don't go anywhere. Get ready to have your mood heightened. The energy is going to rise. After this song. This one's a little bit... It is called Sleeping Village. It does pick up. It's a really interesting song, I gotta say. It was one of the first ones that I put into this playlist. Really cool vibe. And actually, looking at the album art, it kind of looks like the face from Court of the Crimson King, but from a different angle. But you can still see that uvula, of course. And this song as a single came out 2 weeks ago today, November 1st, 2023. So enjoy and check this band out. They've got less than 600 monthly listeners. Let's raise that.
But in your mind, Yes.
wow. Big wow is all I have to say about that song. Actually, I have more to say about that. That last song was Koizilla with Yes. That song came out in 2017, but don't worry, they're still going, they're still kicking, whatever, six years? Oh my god, 2017 was 6 years ago. They're still going. I have another song from them, a new song coming up in just a couple minutes, I think. They really, really remind me of the psychedelic Porn Crumpets, which is, you know, just over the, you know, quick trip over into Australia. But really, really cool sound. That was Koizilla. Before that, Are You Gonna Kill Me by Sleeping Village. You know, it's a really cool kind of narrative song. I really like the different, you know, different characters in it, really. Coming up next, another song from Macho Macho. This one, also on their new album, which was released just a couple weeks ago. It's called North Canterbury in the Winter. We'll be right back. What a head banger. That was Macho Macho with North Canterbury in Winter. And that's actually a song with a lot of depth. I got the chance to listen to an interview with the band, and that song is about something that a lot of us, especially us college students or college graduates, or just people who don't live near home, will be feeling in the next week. It's about taking a trip back to your hometown and loving it, loving all the small things, loving all the memories. But everyone, all of your friends, all of your family members, everyone who's been living there since you left, hates it. And so it's just kind of that, you know, mismatch of feelings where you're like, oh yeah, I'm loving all of these little things, that everyone else is like, what do you mean? It's average as heck, at best. So I think that's a really cool sentiment going into the week, or halfway through the week before Thanksgiving. It's 8:30 here in Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. If you've just tuned in, today's show is all local bands from New Zealand. Coming up next, we're going to have a pretty much brand new song. It was released October 27th of 2023 by The Golden Geese. And then we have another bird song coming up next. It's on their album Bird of the Year 2023. And the next one is also about birds. So let's go birds. So yeah, I'd say Koizilla definitely has still got it. That was Koizilla with Ornithology, released just 9 days ago, November 6th of 2023. That organ sounds divine. It reminds me a lot of a local to here band by the name of Space Junk Is Forever. And I got two comments from the Peanut Gallery. My dad chimed in and said that the vocals reminded him of Thomas Dolby from the B-52s. I hear it. There's something there. And Joel, the producer for the next show, stopped in to say this is what he loves about New Zealand bands. They bring the energy, and they have those wacky vocals and great musicianship. And I got to agree with both of them. Great comments. Keep them coming. If you guys have comments, you can always call in or reach out to me on the DJ chat. Coming up next, I'm pretty sure I would describe this as like hyper pop, which is not a genre that I play too much of, but because I don't love 100 Gex, but it was kind of 100 Gexy. I was like, well, it's fun. It's new, I believe, and it's on the charts. So let's do it. Coming up next, PHF.
Just a blank. sure these days. Can I get that printed salad thing that'll give my point across? Give your salad days a toss. And I still got iron in the blood, iron in my head, smooth the wrinkles in my brain till my thoughts go flat. Plane, I'm free. And caging birds in front of it.
This Dog, Bug Eyed, released September 26th of 2023. I really liked that line in there about cut my face on Occam's razor. It's just kind of, you know, it's clever enough. I like it. Sure. And before that, keeping with the dog theme, we had PHF with Good Girl. And I think I told you guys it's going to be hyper pop, synthy. They're New Zealand musicians, but they're based in the US now. I saw that they were on tour in like the southern, they were in like Phoenix area. So not near here, but probably they'll get here. I mean, they're at least they're in the right, hemisphere, at the very least, even the same country. Coming up next, and they're not going to have to deal with visa issues in that case, because speaking of visa issues, Five Lives Glock, I was going to see them last week, but they had visa issues, so they had to cancel their show. Hopefully there will be another run in 2024. Coming up next, we're going to have a song from a musician who goes by the name Ceramic.
I find myself upside down in a look around in awe of what I have found. Far overhead, sunburns bright, filling this cavity with brilliant light. Thank you. days have come. My endless jungle, I can walk forevermore.
That was Big Farmer with Working From Home Today, released August 28th of this year. And before that was Ceramic with A Sun Inside, released a couple of years ago, actually, so forget about that. But those are both criminally underrated bands. Ceramic has only 11 monthly listeners on Spotify, and Big Farmer has only 75. What's up with that? Gotta listen to them more. They're cool. But I will say, I was frantically Googling during that last song because I think Big Farmer might be an imposter. They might be an Australian band that snuck their way into my New Zealand playlist. I'll try to get more details, let you guys know. But it was almost 2 full hours of all Kiwi artists. So let's see if I can't get to the bottom of that. And we'll, until then, we'll say that it's New Zealand. Coming up next, Joe Cole. Joe Cole, like my mouth, because I tell you guys jokes from my Joe Cole. Sorry, no, Joe Cole. That's, you shouldn't make fun of people's names. It's mean.
Tell me how you feel. Was it everything you thought it would be? Cause none of it was real. And now you're sitting all alone in your tree. You thought you found a way. Mm-hmm. Oh, you thought you'd try to sail the breeze. But now you've been blown away. About 1,000 miles from where you should be. She saw you as a little kid, lost inside the mold. Well, she said she loved you, but I don't think she did. She left you running all day. And that's exactly what you intended, baby.
That was Joe Cole with Silly Me, released just a couple of days ago on October 27th, 2023. And that was called Silly Me. Coming up next, we've got one more song. It'll be by Monkhouse. This is Mellow Max, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I won't be in next week because I will be home for Thanksgiving, or at least driving home. Hopefully I'll be home by now. But I'll be back in 2 weeks, so don't go anywhere. And if you have any theme suggestions, or if you'd like me to play your music on air, shoot me an email at max@wmfo.org. Coming up next, Monkhouse with Valley of Purple Trees. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
May I please get everyone on the clap? I see you over there. Your hands are clapping.
Walking through these mindless quarters, life just got too cold for warmers, yeah. And the city nights are getting brighter. Well, I don't wanna get much older, no. Oh,
I live in a fantasy. I live with the birds and bees. They show me all the tricks that I got on my sleeve. It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy.
Change, no. And the city strolls.